We're going to learn some ideas about brachos. We've gone over a zimun. We're going to go over it again, but hopefully not right away. Just let's go over some of the brachos. First thing is that of kadima. There's a concept when it comes to brachos that there's an order as to where you make the brachos in, which means if you have all the foods in front of you and you eat them, you should know what bracha, what order the brachos actually come first. So if you have a salad in front of you, if you have pretzels in front of you, you have bread in front of you, so everyone knows, okay, bread, we're going to make hamotzi. Let's just go over some quick things over here with regards to the takana, the chazal established when it comes to making brachos. What is the order that we actually have? So the order that we have when it comes to making brachos, assuming everything is in front of you and everything's equal, you want to eat all of it, there's not one more that you have benefit over the other. So we have the first one we mentioned is hamotzi, and that's going to come from the five grains. Interestingly enough, when it comes to eating breakfast cereals, many times people don't realize, not that there's any hamotzi in breakfast cereals, but they don't realize that it depends on what the brach is. It's not, people think, oh, breakfast is a shahakal, so I make a shahakal on breakfast. You know, dinner's hamotzi. Like, it's a joke, but people actually do this. They just assume that breakfast cereals are either mazonos or shahakal. And of course, there's many different variety of different brachos that will go with that. So hamotzi, which is going to come from five grains. The next one after that is bari mine mizonos. After that is going to be mizonos on rice. So that itself is a point of contention on what bracha rice actually is. In the Gemara, it's a davar chashuv, it's considered an important food. But the fact is, rice is not one of the five grains. So we follow the idea that we say mizonos, the brain of chashuvs. Chabad has the shita that because it is a machlokus on it, therefore they, I don't know if they ever or rarely or never, will make a mizonos on rice. And in fact, they'll take another item that's mizonos in order to cover that mizonos on rice. For Ashkenazim, we will usually make a mizonos on rice and then a bro nefashos. Unlike other foods which are mizonos, we would make a mizonos followed by an al hamichya. When it comes to rice, we would make a mizonos followed by a bro nefashos. Following that, so again, you had bread, you had mizonos, you had mizonos on rice. Then you have bor priya gefen or guffin. Gefen wine is going to come after that. Most of us don't have that issue because predominantly we're making a guffin before a Shabbos meal. But if you're not at a Shabbos meal and you actually have wine on your table, you should be saying your hamotzi first. And you should even be saying your mizonos first. And then you'd say your bor priya guffin. But only because Kiddush comes to matir to allow everything else, that's why usually we say a guffin first. But in fact, mazonos and hamotzi are going to come before that. Following gefen is going to be bor priya eitz. And then within eitz is going to be which of the shiva minim that we have that come from Eretz Yisrael. Following that, bor priya adama. And following bor priya adama is going to be shahakol. What happens after shahakol? What's left? Anything left after shahakol? There's one more. Birchas hareyach. And that's if you're going to smell something, you're going to smell besamim, that would come after that in that particular order. That is called the simon called maga eish or hamaga eish, hamotzi mizonos gefen eitz adama, and then shahakol. That's the acronym that a person will actually remember that. But those are the orders that we have of brachos, assuming that everything else is actually equal.